Now, generally speaking, a lot of people believe that sex education as it is should remain as it is and it shouldn't be more progressive at all. Anyway, speaking of sex, it's a bit of a theme to the show today, isn't there? I'm wondering, and I'll tell you why I'm wondering, I'm going to ask you this question. I was in the car and we were listening to some music and we were talking about the movie The Joker. And in The Joker, there's the most, probably one of the best movie scenes, in my view, is when Joaquin Phoenix, no, not Joaquin Phoenix, what's his name? Oh, who's the guy who played The Joker? Oh, it's got my head. Anyway, he walked down the stairs. It was an ad-lib moment, according to the producers. They didn't actually plan it this way. And he did this dance down the stairs with a cigarette in his hand. That was the more recent Joker movie, by the way. And he did this dance with a cigarette in his hand. And the music they used was Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll. And in case you want to look it up, it's called Gary Glitter Rock and Roll Part 2, which is the one without the lyrics. It's the, you know the one. Anyway, and it's an unbelievable piece of music that I believe typifies the glam rock era of the 1970s. Now, I know Gary Glitter has been found guilty of defiling young children in Vietnam, Cambodia, and also in the United Kingdom. And has been languishing in jail for God knows how long, and hopefully he'll stay there for the rest of his life and rot. He's a creepy shithead. But would you still listen to his music? Should radio stations play rock and roll because it's a great piece of music? Should movies have used it as part of their soundtrack? R. Kelly, one of the biggest radio songs, and I've worked in radio for quite a number of years, as you well know, one of the biggest radio songs ever was R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly. As soon as he was found guilty, it was removed from the playlist from almost every radio station. There was a time when Michael Jackson was removed from the playlist during all that time when he was have the accusations. Now, they were all civil charges, and many of those he paid off, as you well know. We'll never really know whether Michael Jackson is guilty of anything because he was never taken in a criminal case. Although there were allegations made against him, there's been documentaries, as you well know, in relation to Michael Jackson. So we still play Michael Jackson music. Are you comfortable listening to Michael Jackson music? Do you watch a movie with Kevin Spacey in it because there's been accusations made against him? What do you do? Harvey Weinstein, of course, an absolute tyrant, but has produced a lot of good movies. And his name still appears every now and again. You know, that pyramid with Weinstein written on it when you're watching movies. Should you see that and go, I'm not watching this. He's a dirty swine. I couldn't be watching. He's a rapist. Couldn't watch this. So I suppose what the question I'm asking you is, there are artists, athletes, movie stars, all some of them who have very, very dark pasts. And some have been in jail for those dark pasts. But can you still listen, watch, or celebrate their artistry without actually thinking of the crimes they committed? So the question I'm asking is, can you separate the art from the artist? And should you separate the art from the artist? Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, if you want to WhatsApp, is 085 122 55. Now, let me go to founder of The Countess and CEO of The Countess, Leisha De Bruin, is also a barrister as well, barrister of law. Leisha, hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? I hope you can hear me okay. The line is a bit fuzzy, I think. Is that okay?
You're perfect. You're coming through perfectly fine, Leisha.
Oh, that's great.
Leisha, I mean, there's a bit of a theme to the show today. We were talking about sex education a while ago. Now we're talking about, I suppose, the idea of these individuals who have committed heinous crimes. We kind of tend to censor them then. Is that the right way to do it? Or can we appreciate art without thinking of the artist?
It's funny, because for a long time when I listened to, for example, Thriller, I'd always have this kind of momentary pause of like, oh, God, but Michael Jackson. But now I've kind of moved through that. And I think it's not our responsibility, actually. And in fact, it's kind of an overblown sense of our power and what we can do with regard to these, you know, these men and what they have done. I mean, also, like, where do you draw the line? So, you know, you mentioned Weinstein and
Kevin
like
Spacey.
Gary Glitter is obviously in prison. But then there's other artists who, you know, for example, famously David Bowie, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. They both shared a groupie. He was only 14 at the time, Laurie Maddox. So, I mean, do we stop listening to that music, to that incredible music? I mean, a lot of this music was kind of epoch-making. It's so much part of our culture. Why shouldn't we enjoy it? Because, as I said, it's very difficult to know at what point do you stop. It becomes a purity spiral. And also, our conception culturally and legally has shifted with regards to consent and what was accepted and not, particularly when it came to groupies and things like that. And also just outside of music as well. I mean, like the authors of Peter Pan and Alice in Wonderland, they both had a known proclivity for young people. But I mean, I still think we should be allowed to enjoy those amazing works.
So why do radio stations, I mean, particularly with R. Kelly, by the way, which when you look at the accusations against Michael Jackson, they were probably a lot worse than the ones against R. Kelly, but they were all civil cases and none were ever really proven. But yet R. Kelly would be equivalent to, say, what you mentioned there a few minutes ago, David Bowie. And I suppose most of the artists, or a lot of the artists, but the male artists, back in the 1960s and 70s, had groupies of 15 and 16 years of age hanging around them looking for sex. Now, I know it's difficult to look back with 2025 glasses on us at what happened back in the 1970s and 60s. But still, by that level of thinking, if they had been charged, they would be equally as bad as R. Kelly and Michael Jackson and everybody else to boot as well. But yet we still listen to the music. But yet, as soon as R. Kelly went down, his music was removed from most of the playlists on radio stations across the world. And I Believe I Can Fly, by the way, I mentioned, was one of the biggest airplay songs ever. But yet it's gone now. So is censoring the right thing, or should we leave it up to the people themselves?
And like, it's also, I mean, it's censorship, but also is it a matter of royalties? Do radio stations feel that they don't want to play this particular track, not only because of some moral statement they're making with regard to the fans and to possible victims, but also they don't want the R. Kelly to still be the benefactor of more royalties if they keep playing those songs. I mean, I don't know really the reasoning behind it, but as I said previously, it doesn't actually change any fact on the ground. So it, to me, it's kind of nonsensical to have this kind of mass collective moral reaction when, you know, why shouldn't we enjoy this music, this art, these books, would be my view, because actually it doesn't do anything. It's a kind of overblown sense of how we, you know, in the culture can actually change what has happened. I mean, and you talked about various film directors. I mean, I love Woody Allen movies, but obviously I think, you know, the allegations with regards to his adopted daughter, I mean, it's beyond words, isn't it?
He's creepy. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Roman Polanski, another one.
Yes.
You know, I mean, there's a long list, actually, if you really sit down and start thinking about it.
And so, who was the guy from the Rolling Stones? What was his name again? Who married Mandy Smith when she was, 16 years of age? And sure, that was a big headline over all the papers.
And they started dating when she was only 13.
Wow.
And her parents were completely complicit. I mean, that's real complicitness.
And how old was he? He was in his 30s, wasn't he?
Oh, I think he was older.
Oh, okay.
I think Bill Wyman.
Bill Wyman, that's who it was, yeah.
I think he was older. I believe he was in his 40s. But, you know, funnily enough about that story, do you remember it was splashed all over Hello Magazine, and they bought the rights for the wedding. I mean, the normalization of that back then in the culture, it's not too long ago. It's extraordinary when you look back.
Mm.
But the funny thing about that was, well, not so funny, kind of bleak, was that they divorced when she was 18. So clearly, you know, his interest in her waned once she reached maturity. But I mean, I've never heard of any charges been brought against him.
No, there wasn't.
I mean, that was just kind of,
yeah,
it was just sort of sucked up by the culture. In fact, kind of applauded.
But we did the same thing. I'm trying to think of the famous cases where we did the same thing. Elvis Presley was another example, very similar to that, where, you know, he actually moved state just to marry Priscilla Presley at 16 or whatever it was, years of age, because obviously he wanted to marry her, but he couldn't in the state he was living in because of her age. But he, again, was dating her from probably the age of 14. You know,
yes, I mean,
and we romanticize that. We actually romanticize that. If you go back in time, I don't think even people questioned that in those days. It's odd.
Yeah, like, I mean, I think there's it was obviously kind of an accepted part of the culture, and now we see it with a completely different light. You know, even the idea that like there was child groupies wandering around Los Angeles in the 70s and 80s, now we would obviously see that as grooming and child sexual exploitation. But then, back then, they were just kind of celebrated as kind of, this is the same as wild child, you know?
Yeah, so the only thing that's changed really is the law. Yeah, the law has changed. So if we were to apply today's laws to all of those people of the past that we're discussing, they'd be in a whole lot of trouble. But yet we still play their music because they haven't actually been found guilty of anything. That's the difference, isn't it?
Yes, but I mean, even if someone was like charged and convicted, why shouldn't we still enjoy the music? Now, I have to say, someone like, you know, the didgeridoo music of that artist
Ralph Harris.
Was convicted. Like, I'll probably survive without listening to that.
I think I can live without Ralph Harris singing Two Little Boys, yeah. Ironic, actually, that he sang that song, wasn't it? Yeah. But I mentioned at the start of the show Gary Glitter. Now, Gary Glitter is the creepiest man alive. He's in jail and hopefully will be there for a long, long time. He went as far as leaving the UK jurisdiction so he could still continue doing what he was doing in Cambodia and Vietnam and places like that, where he was caught there as well, paid off families, even went to jail in those countries. He still, by the way, denies most of that, by the way, but if you looked at the interview with the BBC, you can clearly see he's lying. The man is clearly a paedophile. But yet, I listened to Gary Glitter, Rock and Roll, that song when it was in that movie, The Joker. And I thought, what a perfect piece of music for that particular scene in the movie. And they were condemned for using it. And Universal Studios said, we don't know what to do with the royalties because by law, we must pay it into his estate. You know, it goes to his estate, that Universal will have to pay it into his estate. And a lot of people kind of felt bad about that at the time, that Glitter's going to make money out of this.
I mean, like in terms of just pure justice, it would be far preferable if that money went to the victims. The families of the victims, wouldn't it, in Cambodia? I mean, is there anything more odious and evil than going to developing countries purposefully to exploit little boys and girls? I mean, I just can't think of anything worse, really.
No.
So he's probably at the very, you know, worst level of all this. If there is such a thing as a spectrum with regard to this topic, I would say he's probably at the very worst end. But
and the other thing I said, by the way, when I was discussing with a friend was, I said, there are four other members in the band. You know what I mean? It's not just Gary Glitter. There's people, the music that I'm listening to is played by four other people. He was just happened to be the lead singer. There's four other people in that band who didn't know what he was up to, most likely. I hope they didn't.
Yeah,
know.
And why shouldn't their families get the royalties, in fact, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's split, like in lots of bands, they do split the royalties between all the musicians.
Mm-hmm. But so you're saying to me that you can, in your head, you can sit there, listen to, I don't know whether you're a fan of R. Kelly and I Believe I Can Fly, but you could listen to that song and separate the song you're hearing and the musical abilities of the man from the crimes he's committed. The same with watching TV shows or TV movies where there are people or movie stars that have gone to jail or have been accused of very serious crimes of a sexual nature.
Yes, I think so. Like, I mean, I think that I Believe I Can Fly is a little bit cheesy, in fairness. So
yeah, it
I
is. It's not my cup of tea either.
That one. But yeah. My example would be Michael Jackson. I just think, gosh, you know, some of his music, it's like, it's just, it's, you know, I just think some of those tracks are the best songs ever written. And like, so why should we suffer and not get to listen to it because of, you know, what he did?
Michael Jackson, I'm just curious now. I remember many, many years ago, about 20 years ago, when on the radio station, I was doing a talk show. And it was around the time that all the accusations were coming out. Jordy Chandler, I think, was the kid's name at the time. And eventually he got paid off. He got a lump sum of money and was told to go away. But the question we asked on the show was, is Michael Jackson mad, bad, or sad? Use the word bad, obviously, was the album. Mad, bad, or sad? And was he different to other people that we know that had committed these crimes, that he had done it maybe in an innocence, in a childish manner, that he was this kind of, people kind of said he was this person who never grew up and he just, kids were his best friends or so. And these are the kind of excuses that were being made at the time. Do you accept he's different in that sense or was different?
You see, the thing is, we're never going to know because it never came to court and because of the vast sums of money and that in a settlement, you know, that was paid out to those families.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it is a matter of fact that he did share beds with more than Jordy, and there was another boy as well whose family was paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we're never going to know what exactly happened. I assume they had to sign a non-disclosure agreement in order to get the money involved.
Yeah,
so,
I imagine so. But do you think there was any malice in the man, or do you think his own childhood had something to do with the way he behaved? I mean, it's a kind of deep.
I mean, like,
Michael Jackson's deep.
It's a kind of useful, it's kind of convenient excuse, isn't it? Sort of say that's a. It sounds a bit like a narrative.
That was the narrative that was put out, wasn't it? That he was never allowed to grow up by his father, who abused him. Yada yada yada. That was the kind of narrative that was thrown out at the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, even if you did accept that, would you, as a parent, ever let your small child stay overnight with an adult man and sleep in the same bed as him?
Why did parents do this? Because they thought Michael Jackson was famous and had money. I mean, is that why they trusted him more? Because he's famous and he had money and he won't be doing anything.
I mean, in terms of how predators operate, they certainly need to groom the parents first before they groom the child. And that's typically what happens, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, once they get the parents' trust, they can get the child's trust. Or they get access to the child. Anyway, so the bottom line is we can separate the art from the artist. And according to Leisha, all radio stations should go back to playing all of those songs we probably removed in the past. No, I don't think that. I can't honestly see any radio station in Dublin or Ireland doing very well playing Gary Glitter on a regular basis. I just can't see that happening.
Yeah, no, I think he's probably the worst possible example of this. And it's too, like, you know, I mean, you've said you can enjoy the music and you don't think about it, but I think a lot of people would immediately think of him.
Yeah,
you know,
he's the worst case scenario, isn't he, really? You know what I mean?
I think so, in a way.
I'm so, by the way, the other extreme is I was doing a gig one night, DJing in a nightclub, and it was an oldies night, and I played Jim Diamond, I Should Have Known Better, which is a great song. It's a one-hit wonder sort of thing. It's a great song. And this girl came over to the DJ box, and she said, can you stop that song, please? I said, sorry? She said, can you turn that song off? And I said, why? And she said, because it's a rape song. I said, sorry? She said they used it in The Snapper when Georgie Burgess was raping Sharon. I said, I didn't know that. And she said, yeah, but they used it in that to kind of glorify it and make it look funny. And I said, well, I didn't know that. And I think most people listening to it right now wouldn't have known that. And I'm sure Jim Diamond, the guy who wrote the song, didn't realise that. And I'm sure that's not his thinking of the whole matter anyway. So I said, don't be so ridiculous. So she said, no, I want to take an offer. I'm going to make a complaint. I said, look, make the complaint. I said, I'm not taking it off. But that's the other extreme, isn't it? The people kind of go to all virtuous on the whole thing.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we're just becoming increasingly triggered by everything all the time, and we have to try to really fight against that, you know, and live with being triggered and just continue with our lives, because otherwise, you know, it's just not, it doesn't augur very well for society. Like, and also, in that example you just gave, the music has a whole other history, not just one snippet used in one particular film. I mean, the artist didn't have that in mind when they wrote it.
No. I mean, he probably didn't even know it was in that film, by the way. He wouldn't have been informed. Yeah. But listen, it's been lovely talking to you again, Leisha De Bruin. Lovely catching up with you, CEO and Countess of The Countess, and also barrister. Thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you coming on and talking to us today.
Thanks a million.
All right, let me go to Joe as well. Joe, hi, how are you, Joe?
I'm not too bad. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joe. Joe, can you separate the art from the artist, or is that a bit difficult to do?
It's very hard to separate the artist from the music, to be honest, because once they're involved in that kind of thing, it's obvious that playing their music is not going to get the kind of response that people want. You know, like, people are not going to people might listen to it, but they're going to associate that artist with that kind of crime, you know. And in relation to, like, Gary Glitter, like, Gary Glitter is just a glorified scumbag, you know. He's a dirtbag. He's the worst kind going, you know. Mm. It's obvious, like, that, you know. If you can imagine, if classic hits were to stop playing his music and stuff like that.
No, I can tell you that won't happen, but yeah, I understand the point you're making. Yeah,
it'd be shut down in at least an hour, like, you know.
Mm.
And you know, you just can't.
I admitted to you that I found that piece of music by Gary Glitter. Not Gary Glitter doesn't really feature in it very much, to be honest with you, because it's an instrumental version. But Rock and Roll is a great piece of music. And I mentioned to Leisha, there's four other members of the band who are all responsible for that, producing that piece of music. And it was used only recently, as I said, in The Joker, in one of the best movie scenes ever. And so from that point of view, I think I can separate the art and the artist.
Well, yes, that is possible, yes. But the thing about it is, in relation to people like him and whatnot, it's like, you know, there's a lot more like him as well. The music, like, look, the music at that time, they were iconic music at that time. But unfortunately, like, if you were to play that kind of music nowadays, you know, it's obvious that there's no radio station or television station would survive more than a couple of days, because they would just be closed down, you know?
Mm.
It just wouldn't work. And it would be impossible to...
I'll say that. I do apologize. I don't know how that started there. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, I got a bit of a shock there. I was wondering what was going on, you know?
It's okay.
It is very hard to separate the artists with the music, because, you know, it's the same there. There's another guy there that was very popular there years ago there. What's his name? R. Kelly. Is that his name?
Yeah, I believe I can fly. That was the song.
Yeah. I think he was doing a lot more than that. He was.
Yeah, of course he was. Yeah, he was. Yeah. He was found guilty of sexual assault and rape of a 13-year-old girl. It was actually, I think it was his manager or one of his agent's daughters.
And many
other things as well. I mean, there are accusations against him as well.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, see, that song used to be played an awful lot on classic hits.
Oh, it would have. Yeah, of course. It was a big, big radio song. It was a big radio song.
You know?
Yeah.
And
So if they played it now, you don't think they should play? Well, they don't, by the way. That's not on our playlist. But you don't believe that should be on any radio station playlist now?
Not really, no, Niall, because number one, with that, no disrespect to the music, it was good music in its day, but the artist who performed that was up to his neck in paedophilia.
What about the director, say Harvey Weinstein? He's had some great movies. Would you not watch them?
Look, you're probably going to see I'm a hypocrite. Though. I probably would watch them, yes. But I'd watch them when I watched the movies. But I wouldn't be watching them like just because he made them. I'd just watch them because I would probably be a big fan of the. I just would like the acting in the films,
isn't that the same thing? You can say, well, I can listen to the song. Let's take I Believe I Can Fly, for example, because I'm just listening to the song. I'm not thinking of the artist. I don't support the artist, but I think it's a good song.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't think it's a good song. I think it's a terrible song, but that's just my opinion. Some people do like it, or liked it, maybe.
Yeah.
And what about Michael Jackson? Michael Jackson has probably had more accusations made against him than most others.
Yeah.
Now, most of them were civil cases. They were civil cases.
The thing about with Michael Jackson, there's a lot of stuff going on there that a lot of people, I'd say, don't even know half the story, because there's been so many cases regarding him, like a lot of the cases, I'd say, are either gone to the grave, or they just, God knows what's going on.
Well, they were paid off. Yeah, a lot of these kids and families were paid off because of quite a substantial amount of money. But here's the thing, radio stations all over the world still play Michael Jackson.
Well, they do, it's obvious.
Where's the difference in what he did and what others have done? The only difference is that he never actually was found guilty of anything. But there were civil cases that he lost where he had to pay a substantial amount of money to people.
Yeah, and I think that's something that people will never be able to find out, because if those secrets have gone to the grave...
Well, we know. Joe, you don't have to find out. We do know that Michael Jackson, you know, you know, by his own admission, slept in a bed with children that weren't his.
I know, yeah. So that was it. That was admitted in the documentary. There was a documentary.
That's right, yeah. So he did. He did admit that, but for obviously different reasons. He didn't say there was no nefarious reasons involved. But we all know he did do that. We all know that he paid off kids who made accusations against him. So he's as good as guilty. Now, don't get me wrong. I think his music is amazing, but he's as good as guilty.
Oh, yeah, of course he is. Of course he is, yeah.
So what's the difference in, say, Michael Jackson and Gary Glitter? What is the difference apart from a court case? What's the difference?
Well, there's no, I don't think there's any difference, really. But, you know, like, look, they're all involved in all these crimes. But to see, I think the thing about where Gary Glitter was concerned, Gary Glitter was constantly added left, right, and center, and he left a lot of destruction after him, left, right, and center, like, you know.
Oh, the fact that he just looks like a scumbag as well, apart from anything else.
Yeah, he didn't seem to give two fingers. Like he was on, I'll give you an example now. On YouTube, they're still putting up videos of Jimmy Savile, Jim Will Fix It, you know, that bloody...
Yeah.
You know? And I'm actually surprised that it wasn't taken down years ago, but there's still episodes of that circulating on YouTube.
Well, there's still a Gary Glitter music you can still get on YouTube. It's on Spotify as well. Thank you for that, Joe. All right, I've got to go to a quick break and I've got to come to Sarah straight after this very, very short break.
Let's Dance, the only weekly over 35s, 80s, 90s and noughties party, returns every Saturday to Dublin's top club Soho at 21 Delir Street. Doors open at 5:30 and in 2025, it's bigger and better than ever. Legendary DJs and MCs, dancers, performers, an electric atmosphere and the best crowd in Dublin. Tickets and group packages for Let's Dance are available now. Search Soho Dublin on eventbrite.ie and we'll see you on the dance floor.
Alan, I'll be with you in a moment. Let me just go to Sarah first if I can. Sarah, hi, how are you? Sarah, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, how are you?
You talking to me?
I am talking to you too, Sarah.
Is there giving out about R. Kelly's music? That's terrible.
Why? But he is a paedophile.
No, what was a paedophile? What's that got to do with music?
Okay, so this is the whole point.
He's not separating.
Well,
he's not writing about it.
So would you?
You know, he's not writing lyrics about his abuse. He has some good songs, like.
And you'd still listen to R. Kelly now?
I would listen to that song, the Storm.
Okay.
And the World's Greatest, because I actually think they are two very good songs, like.
Yeah. Okay. And so when you're listening to them, you don't think to yourself, "There's a pedo singing this song I'm listening to." You don't think that you can separate the art and the artist completely?
You know what? I like the music, Niall. That's what it is.
No, I understand that.
You know,
I'm okay with that.
Like, when you think of it, we had Boy George there. And, you know, he got a couple of months there for restraining somebody, you know? And it was a sexual activity, you know?
Well, he got community service, didn't he? Yeah.
He did, yeah. But at the one time, like, I went to see him. Like, I love Culture Club. You know,
so to you, it doesn't matter what somebody has done, as long as the music or the movie or whatever it is they're in or sing, as long as it's good, you can separate that from. You can say, well, that's the artist, and this is the art. You can separate them.
Exactly. Like, I don't think. I think personally, like, it does come down to the individual as well. But at the one time, like, if you like something, it's just out there. Like, you have Kevin Spacey that has been in great films. You have other actors out there. You had ladies speaking about Woody Allen there. Like, you know, and like back in, you think of years ago, the amount of abuse that was happening back in, you know, the film industry years ago, like, I'd say it was more horrific than what it would be now.
Probably,
but, like,
yeah.
You still carry on and watch the movies, like. Was it Rock Hudson? So I know there was an issue as well about Rock Hudson. I can't pronounce his name properly.
Rock Hudson, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, mother loved him as well.
Yeah, so did my mother. She loved Doris Day and Rock Hudson and their movies that they made together. I don't know what the scandal was about Rock Hudson, apart from the fact that he was gay. And that would have been a scandal enough at the time, you know, but...
At the time, he was after sleeping with somebody and whatever he had, he didn't tell the person or something.
Well, he was one of the first celebrities to die of AIDS at the time, yeah.
Yeah, but still, like, you know, the scandal in around that alone was, like,
But that's a different situation. Let's focus. Like, for example, you said you can separate the artist. So what about, say, Gary Glitter? Could you listen to, not that you mainly like his, might not like his music, but even if you did like his music, could you listen to that?
I don't like Gary. See, this is what I'm talking about. It wouldn't bother me. The likes of that, it would go over my head. You know, as he says, like, we've heard a few things after he was released from prison and then when he got back in. Like, you know.
Well, he didn't get out of prison for very long. He got out of prison in Cambodia, flew back to the UK because he thought he'd be safe, and he was arrested as soon as he got there, up on more charges, and he was put back in jail again. Yeah,
well, see, Niall, what I'm saying is, like, it's down to me. I'm not into his music. Like, the Rolling Stones, David Bowie, you know, Fleetwood Mac.
David Bowie has had accusations made against him. Yeah, Dave Bowie had accusations made against him as well with a 14-year-old.
100%. And I love Arcade Fire as well, like, and those allegations against Wayne. Like, I don't know, like, when you hear of these things and then when you hear of the artist's story in regards to it, they haven't been convicted from the abuse. And I don't feel that they should have to actually justify their actions back then. And that was the same with Kevin Spacey.
There was a lot of accusations made against him. Now, for him, thankfully, nothing. He hasn't been convicted of anything yet, but I believe there's more allegations now being made.
Yeah, but why is it, what gets me, why is all these things only happening now? And I know, yeah, it's great that people are speaking up about it.
But that's the very reason, because people are speaking up about it, I suppose, isn't it?
I don't know. I think in some cases it's becoming a trend. But I'm strongly against any type of abuse, sexual abuse. I don't promote it or anything like that. But if I like music, I like music.
So stay there for a second. Let me just go to Alan as well. Alan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall.
Alan, you can't separate the artist and art.
No, I've got to the point where when you hear of, say, just use Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah.
And you know the way he had that low, childish voice?
Yeah, yeah.
And he thought, now, there was many a times he was caught off camera and he comes out with his real deep voice.
I never heard that.
So, oh yeah, Niall, it's on YouTube. He was on making an award and he came out with a deep voice and he didn't do the whole,
thank you very much, I love you all.
No, he was about to do that, but he went into a deep voice for about 3 seconds and then he changed it very fast.
I don't believe that.
Now,
I don't know. I'm not saying the video doesn't exist, but I think that's the way he talked. I do believe he had it.
No, he didn't, Niall. He used that as a way of garnering this image of an innocent child, and he was probably a prolific actor who played the part of being innocent. But if that was, say, just imagine, Niall, there was a rocker, say a rock musician, he was into rock music and heavy metal, and he was 20 stone, bald head, and he talked real normal, and he had kids going around to his house sleeping in his bed, there'd be an immediate suspicion of something sinister going on because the image wouldn't go along with what Michael Jackson was trying to portray as being a little child playing with children. He got away with plain sight, and the fact that he settled out of court, R. Kelly, I wouldn't listen to any of their music. I don't listen to Michael Jackson. If I hear it on the radio, I turn it off.
Do you?
These people, I don't listen to it.
But Alan, he has a discography and, you know, a history of some of the best songs that were ever released.
Well, that may be true, but he also was seen. Do you know what's like, Niall? I'll give you an example, right?
Mm.
Hitler was a great artist in his own right. He had a great artistic talent in painting. The art world didn't take to him, but it's aesthetically beautiful art. Now, people say, well, you have to separate the man from his art and imagine what it would be like if you had that on your wall. Now, I'll put it to you, Niall, if you saw a painting by Adolf Hitler and it was beautiful and aesthetically pleasing to the eye, would you put it on your wall?
No, I wouldn't. But here's the thing. If I saw it in a gallery, hang on a second. If I saw it in a gallery, not that I'm into art, to be honest with you, I'm not really, but if I saw it in the gallery, and I looked at it and I went, oh, that's a beautiful painting. That's really nice. And somebody turned around to me and said, Hitler painted that. That's not going to change my view of what I think of the painting.
Well, to me, I always say you can't separate the chaff you can't separate the chaff from the wheat. And that woman who was talking to you earlier just now,
Sarah, Niall, Sarah, she's still there, Sarah, singing in the background.
I think Sarah is deluding herself when she is listening to R. Kelly. She is listening to a man who affected children.
He's a rapist. He's a rapist, yeah.
And a rapist. And if she likes his music, she's listening to his voice and she's condoning that action by listening to him.
She's condoning it.
She's condoning it.
No, well, hang on.
She's deporting a man whose money was tainted.
You have been talking there for long enough, right? Excuse me, I listen to music.
You're on the phone long enough as well, sir.
I don't listen to him about what he's done and what he hasn't done, okay?
Yeah, well, then you shouldn't
thinking,
be listening to it.
Well, hang on, Alan. No, that's a bit of an unfair comment, Alan, because I said and I admitted at the start of the show, the best movie scene, one of the best movie scenes is that scene with the Joker coming down the steps and the music of Gary Glitter. And I think the music makes the scene as well. And I said it's a great piece of music that typifies the glam rock era of the 1970s.
And
by the way, before Gary Glitter was found out to be doing anything wrong, I remember listening to that piece of music and thinking it was a great piece of music. So why would my opinion change of the music? Yes, I can refuse to listen to it and support it, but my opinion doesn't change of it.
Well, because the more you give credit to people who have...
I'm not giving credit to anybody. I just think it's a great piece of music. The same way as I watch a movie with Kevin Spacey in it.
I would say...
My gang. My man is just talking bull. I swear to God, no, Sarah, today.
No, well, I'm sorry, Sarah, you're condoning abuse then.
I am not condoning abuse. I like music, okay? I like
no,
lyrics,
you listen
okay?
to abusers.
Like
you listen to known abusers, and that makes you susceptible to supporting their industry.
Right. Listen,
okay, well then, Alan, is every radio station in the world, are they all guilty because they play Michael Jackson music?
Well,
there's plenty of
musicians
out there as well that play songs that you hear on
musicians. Well, you know, the record industry is littered with stories of...
No, I've asked you a question and you won't answer me. So is every radio station guilty in the world of condoning, you know, I suppose, active paedophilia when they play Michael Jackson music?
Anyone who plays a Michael Jackson song, knowing what he does and what he did, are supporting his industry of abuse.
Ah, come on, Alan.
I'm telling you, Niall, it's not a thin line, it's a big line.
And life must be very sad, Alan. I'd certainly
no,
think
no,
like
it's all that.
That. In regards to music, come on.
No,
who's your
favourite
musician?
Mine?
Who's your favourite musician?
Well, I love Whitney Houston, Barbra Streisand.
Oh, well, Whitney Houston was on drugs. Do you condone people taking drugs?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was
I know. I'm only asking you a question. Do you condone people taking drugs? She takes drugs, or she took drugs before she died, sadly.
You see, the fact is, Niall, the rock and roll industry.
No, I promote her lifestyle. That her lifestyle was she was addicted to drugs.
No, she was
self-addicted. Why are you referring
to
me?
No, let me finish. Please,
one at a time. Let's not get angry, folks, okay? Alan, I'll let you finish what you want to say and then let Sarah respond to you. Go ahead.
The reason why I listen to women like Whitney Houston when I'm listening to YouTube is that their music affected themselves. And I don't listen to her the way I used to when I was younger, but I still say Whitney Houston had a great vocal range and she didn't inflict any pain on anyone except herself. So it's a different situation. Child abuse is different from drug addiction, Sarah.
Okay, would you ever listen to Elvis Presley, Alan?
No.
For other reasons. But I mean, there are artists back from the 70s and 80s, and I'm sure you are a fan of some music from the 70s and 80s from male-dominated artists, because it was a male-dominated industry, the music industry back in the 70s and 80s, you know, where a lot of those men have now been accused or are... I suppose, morally accused of doing things wrong. I mean, you know, obviously Elvis married somebody who was very young.
An example of how pro-teamed I am, Niall. I won't look at movies that have been indicated, say, The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I won't watch it anymore. After all, I hate what she went through and the pain them people went through in that movie was horrific. They were abused and treated like shit. I won't watch it. I just can't enjoy it anymore because when I was a child, I used to watch that and loved it. And then when I watched the documentaries behind what they did to them individuals in that show, I will not condone the abuse and what they did to poor little the great woman herself.
Judy Garland.
Julie Gal, who died at 48, yeah. And she looked about 70.
I know. She died quite young and she looked a lot older than her years. Stay there for a second, Alan, if you can. Let me just go to Paul. Paul, hi, how are you?
How are you doing? I think we need to bring asylums back for the likes of Alan.
Oh. I was in an asylum. I've been looked after.
There you go. I knew he was going to say that.
Medication, I'm normal.
I knew he was going to say that. So stay there, Alan.
Hang on. Where do we draw the line, Noel? Where do we draw the line? Are we going to go back now and tell historians that he can't go and view Caesar for all the shit that he did?
No, Alan is drawing the line at people who have been involved in criminal activity, you know, i.e. they sexually abused children or women and were convicted of it.
You look at the atrocities. You look at the atrocities that happened back when Julius Caesar was there, and people still go to museums and still read about
him. That's a bit ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's not. Where do you draw the line?
Oh, come on. Because no, you do draw the line. King. No, listen, Mr. Levy, I don't like the way you said.
Would you tell people to not go to Auschwitz?
Listen.
Well, no, in fairness, Paul, that's different. People go to Auschwitz to pay respect to the 6 million people who died, not to celebrate the era of Hitler.
What's that
guy saying, Niall?
Okay, his name is Paul. Go on, Alan. Just say what you want to say to him very quickly if you can. By the way, both of you, let's keep it respectful. Go ahead, Paul.
I don't like the way Paul got on the radio saying, "Oh, I think we could open an asylum for Alan." Known quite well, I had bipolar, and I thought it was very low.
I don't think he knows that. Yeah. I don't think
you know. I have bipolar.
I still stand.
Yeah, what you need to remember, Paul. What you need to remember, Paul, is history is history. So when you're going to Auschwitz, you're not going to.
There you go.
No. Please let him finish, Paul.
It's history. It's history. As you said, history is history.
No,
it's in the past.
It's history.
So,
hold on. Can we all stop using Auschwitz as an example or any concentration camps? Because I'll say it again to you, Paul, and I'll say this to you, Alan. The reason people visit those is in respect of the people who died in them, not in respect of the man, Hitler, who put people in there. So there's a very different reason for visiting those. Now, let's focus on what we're actually talking about, Paul, if we can, and stop looking back in history too far. Let's talk about Michael Jackson. Let's talk about R. Kelly. Let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. Let's talk about Gary Glitter.
I'm going to get to that point, but the reason I used Auschwitz, and I fully understand what you're saying, the reason I used that is because people that worship Hitler would see that as his art.
Who worships Hitler?
There's a lot of people on YouTube worshiping him.
Well, clearly there's something wrong with people who worship Hitler. But anyway, Paul, getting back to the music we're talking about, can you listen to the artist? So should radio stations across the world continue to play R. Kelly, I Believe I Can Fly, was a big radio song?
Let them, because at the end of the day, when that music was made and listened to by people, when they were listening to it, people had moments to that.
Memories.
You have memories to it. But now because he was found out to be doing stuff back then, we can't now not listen to that. Because we now have to forget our memories.
Can I just speak for a minute, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
All the people that were involved in all that.
Yeah, Alan, go ahead.
There was more than just R.
I'll give you an example, Niall.
Okay, go on. Give me an example.
If you're listening to a song, say, an R. Kelly song, I Believe I Can Fly, and a documentary comes out saying that as he was making that music, he was abusing a child at the same time. And his whole raison d'etre was abuse. And that catalogues him as a man who put his sexual perversion before his music. And what Paul said about, putting things in context and history, there's certain things I avoid because I don't want to be contaminated with the memory or the association with paedophiles.
You might as well be telling people not to be going back to the church and stop worshipping their beliefs simply because...
Oh, you would tell them that too, actually.
Paul,
don't get into that argument with Alan because he will tell you people shouldn't be going to churches and supporting the Catholic Church.
Oh, you should try Paul, you should go back to bed and get a rest. You're talking through your hole.
Okay, the point is, Paul, he would tell you that. Alan will tell you people shouldn't be supporting the church because he did say that going back a couple of weeks ago. Paul, getting back to the music again. So Michael Jackson, of course, although not found criminally guilty of anything, there were many civil charges against him, which he paid off the so-called or alleged victims.
An innocent man paid millions.
There was no actual proof that Michael Jackson ever done anything. There was nothing proof. And there was,
by his own admission, Paul, don't get me wrong, I love his music. But by his own admission, he slept with children that weren't his.
Yeah, but what I'm saying was...
If that was your child, would you be happy with that? Would you be okay with that?
No, obviously if it's my child, I'm not going to be happy with it, but there was no actual facts of anybody...
That's a fact, isn't it? But isn't that a fact, Paul, that he slept with children that weren't his? And a grown man, 40 years of age, was sleeping with children in the same bed.
You're basically saying... You're condemning someone when there's no proof of it.
And here's the other thing. If I was Michael Jackson and I had that much money and some kid came and made an accusation against me of paedophilia, I wouldn't give him the money. I wouldn't pay them off. I'd shout to the rooftops that I'm innocent. I would say, I didn't do anything to you at all. I didn't touch you. So by paying somebody off, you're more or less admitting that you did something wrong.
Not necessarily. Oh. I'm going to go off topic for a second here, right? And I'm going to go...
I personally believe
he never done anything with Joanne Nikita Hahn, but yeah, he still had to pay her off.
That's your opinion. The courts decided differently. And that, by the way, that's not just a judge, that's a jury. So that's not a civil case. When I say it is a civil case, but there was a jury there and they heard the evidence. They were there. We weren't there, Paul. I don't know. You don't know. But the jury saw the expressions in everyone's faces. The jury saw all the evidence that was given. And we can only go by the jury, and that's the jury's decision. And I'm not going to get into an argument with Jova because that wouldn't be right. So that's the jury's decision, that he was found liable, not guilty, by the way, liable in a civil case.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I don't want to go off topic again. Anyway. Let me just move back. Stay there. I'm going to go to Maureen. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. So can you separate the art from the artist?
Yeah, I can.
You can?
When it's been proven, yes. Like Gary Glitter. To be honest, I never liked Gary Glitter. I never liked the look of him, even as a teenager.
No, he looks creepy, doesn't he?
Something never sat right for me with Gary Glitter. We didn't know back then, of course, but you know, you get that vibe. But yeah, anyone who does that, because what they're doing is they have put on, it's a fake persona. They are not who you think they are. While all the while, this is going on in the background. Now, the music might be nice, it might be a nice song, but I certainly wouldn't listen to R. Kelly again or any one of these people. When it comes to Michael Jackson, I have an entirely different view. It never sat right with me what was done to Michael Jackson. And I remember Michael Jackson, it was about maybe 3 years before he died. It was before he started his concert. And he spoke to the audience. Now, there was something going on with him. He was taking back control of Epic Records, a subsidiary of Sony. There was something a lot deeper going on with Michael Jackson and his record company and the whole dirty
business.
I'm just giving my opinion on Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Nothing sat right with me. I never believed Michael Jackson was guilty of anything. Michael came across to me more innocent. Now, people say, well, he children in his bed. Well, hang on a second. That does not make that person guilty of interfering or touching a child.
40-year-old man with 12 and 13-year-olds in his bed.
No, I remember we might have friends over in the house, even when you were small children. What do? They might hop into the bed with you, there might be another child there. We could all be in one bed together.
That's different. They're your relations. Consent.
It's not. You see, that's the analogy I come across. I'm just giving my opinion on Michael Jackson.
Maureen.
I never believed the accusations against Michael.
Yes.
But I can't separate from the like of Glitter. Hold on a minute, Alan. You're talking all day. Mm. I can separate it from Glitter. Yes, you are. And I can separate it from the like of Arcade because that's all been proven fact.
But Maureen, to be fair, the only difference, say, with R. Kelly and Michael Jackson is a criminal conviction. That's the only difference. Now, had Michael Jackson have survived and gone on, now obviously the person who was guilty of prescribing those drugs to him went to jail, but had Michael Jackson survived and gone on to continue to make music, I'm pretty sure at this point he would have had a conviction against him. There were three or four civil cases, Maureen.
He may very well have had a conviction against him, but that's not to say that the conviction was true, because I believe wholeheartedly, 100%.
But you don't get to decide.
I'm not agreeing. I'll tell you why I'm saying it. I've explained why I said it. there was a lot more going on with Michael Jackson and his record company.
As more in your talk.
Okay, well, hang on. Let Alan just respond to what you said. Alan, and let's be, I'll be respectful of each other, please. Just opinions, thank you.
I don't know how anyone could come out and say the nonsense that Maureen's coming out with, because she always has a conspiracy about something. She seems to know more than the average person just because she listens more news than anyone else.
No, to be fair, there was a lot going on behind the scenes, Alan, with Michael Jackson. His music portfolio was being sold off in the background. There was an awful lot of stuff. The rights to his music was being sold off. I think at one stage, actually, didn't. Well, Michael Jackson bought Paul McCartney's rights, and then somebody else bought the rights to Michael Jackson music. So there was a lot of stuff going on in the background. There was. That's not a conspiracy. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's a conspiracy, but she's given context to what she thinks is another development in this Michael Jackson story. Michael Jackson had an unhealthy alliance with children, and anyone who judges him as innocent are deluded. They cannot face the fact that that man was very creepy, he had crazy mindset, and he had kids, and he settled twice with people. Twice. 20 million he settled with the one family, and then another case he settled outside again as well. Now, these are not the actions of an innocent man. These are people who want the story to go away, and they're paying big money to get it off the court case. And then the actual LA department decided to charge him with the last one, which he was found not guilty of. But Michael Jackson was a predator, and he used this clever, childish face and innocent look to hide in plain sight the actions that he got up to on behind the doors.
Okay, well, just very quick, because I'm running out of time and I need to go to Sharon as well. But Maureen, it's a fair point about Michael Jackson. You know, he did use that kind of childish Peter Pan image to kind of get away with what he was doing. If you had said that any other man was doing what he was doing, you would have said he's guilty of sin. It's just because he's this nice Michael Jackson, childish type person.
I love you, everybody. I love you.
Okay, Alan. Go ahead, Maureen.
I'll answer Alan. You just call me a conspiracy theorist. I suggest, Alan, that you take a look and listen to some conspiracy theories that we were supposed to have said were nothing but rubbish. Everything has come true so far. I'm not saying this about Michael Jackson. You're obviously not a very good reader of body language. For number one, Michael Jackson, everything he said, and I've listened to Michael Jackson down through the years, I've listened to every interview he gave, everything he said, off record and on record. Everything the man was concise in what he was saying. There was no deviation from everything he said. Now, if you're a liar, you can't do that.
I don't know about that, Maureen. I've heard some good liars in my time.
My opinion, Niall, and I'm sticking with it. And I don't.
No, but I mean, don't try and say that, you know, liars, you can always tell a liar. You can't. I've been fooled by some of the biggest liars in the world over the years. So, and some of them are really convincing. Really convincing. I had a mate years ago who was a pathological liar. You know?
You will.
Yeah. Okay, but generally speaking, Maureen, you believe you can separate the art and the artists. Yeah. Well, yeah. Then why can't you, not that you may like Gary Glitter music, why can't you listen to Gary Glitter? What's the difference? He listens to Michael Jackson.
I never liked Gary Glitter.
Okay, let's pretend you did. Let's pretend you did like his music. Would it stop you listening to it?
Yes, it would. Stop me listening to it.
Why? Just because there was a court case and he was found guilty?
For example, I loved Celine Dion, right? Back down through the years. Fantastic singer. Fabulous vocal range. She went on the dark side when it came to children in their clothes and that the line that she went on advertising. That stopped.
That's a conspiracy.
That's not a conspiracy, Alan. Maureen didn't appreciate the fact that, you know, the line that she went down, the line of clothing she went down.
It was in public. She advertised it, Alan. Hmm. Open your eyes.
Yeah, but you're making out that you're a typical religious woman. You're a religious nor.
Oh, Alan.
Yes, I am. And so what? I'm not a rude person, Alan, but you know what it is? I've listened to you on this show for at least the past half hour. I'm not normally rude, but when someone pisses me off, I can be very rude, just as rude as you are. And why don't you just shut the hell up and give other people a chance to give their opinion? You butted in on the last lad that was on as well. You butted in on Sarah Jane. Just butting it.
Okay, hold on for a second, both of you. Let me just go to Sharon as well. putting it. Sharon, hi, how are you?
I'm good, Niall. Thank you.
Good to speak to you as well. Sharon, in relation to separating, Maureen said she can separate the music from the artist in some occasions, not in all, but in most occasions you can, particularly when it comes to, say, people like Michael Jackson. Can you?
I can separate it. It's not that I can separate it. My brain naturally loves the music from the past. And I wouldn't be a fan of Gary Glitter, but his music, but that song that he sings, that famous one, my husband does a great version of that.
Okay.
And it's funny. When I say he does a great version, he just dances to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's in my brain from when I was 10. I can't change the way my brain reacts to that song just because I know what he did now. But if it was an artist of today doing things like that, I would boycott their music, yes.
Okay. And do you think radio stations should...
new artists.
Should radio stations boycott the music of artists who've committed serious crimes?
I don't know. I've never thought of that one.
Well, they did with R. Kelly.
Probably. Yeah. Probably would be my gut feeling.
I see. I kind of find it odd. I understand what Maureen is saying about Michael Jackson, but I do find it odd that they've boycotted R. Kelly's music, right? So they don't play R. Kelly, but yet they play the music of Elvis, who was married to a girl very young and dating a girl half his age at one stage. She was only 14 when he was dating her first. They play the music of the Rolling Stones. Bill Wyman, as we all know, famously married a 16-year-old girl, probably dating her from a year before that or whatever. Or 2 years before that, I don't know, Mandy Smith. We play the music of Michael Jackson. And we know the accusations that have been made against Michael Jackson. And
I have my doubts about Michael as well. I have to be honest, I'm with Maureen on this one. My gut feeling, just my gut feeling tells me that Michael was a different... I know he was a 40-year-old man, but he wasn't an average 40-year-old man.
He certainly wasn't an average 40-year-old man, but that doesn't excuse him for what he did either, Sharon, to be fair.
I agree with Maureen that there still wasn't any proof, and I just, my gut feeling...
Why does everybody keep saying there wasn't any proof? There was no conviction, criminal conviction. But by his own admission and in documentaries, he admitted that he shared a bed with children. So is that not an admission? Is that not a guilty admission?
Well, I don't know. Years ago, it wasn't. People weren't that conscious of the safety procedures that we have to have now, you know. And he could have done it in innocence. He could have. I'm not saying he did.
No,
but just Niall.
Okay, Alan, if you can do it without being rude, but go on, yeah.
It's about the music. It's about the music. No, can we separate the music? And I told you what I think.
Let me finish.
We talked about this enough, and you've had enough time to talk, Alan. I just want to say that, yeah.
You're talking about Michael Jackson, the pedophile.
No. We can talk about that another night if you want, but today the topic is about, can you separate the music?
But he says Michael Jackson is a pedophile.
I can separate the music from the past because I grew up loving One Day in Your Life. That is in my brain.
Great song.
Before I knew anything about Michael Jackson, you can't stop your brain. You can't change your brain.
Well, that was the point I was making earlier on when Alan mentioned, you know, Hitler did some great works of art. And I said, you know, if I looked at the work of art and thought it was great, I'm not going to change my mind just because somebody said to me Hitler painted it. You know what I mean? My mind can't change. I can't suddenly turn around and say, oh, actually, no, it's horrible. Thanks for telling me that.
If in the future kids were abused, then yes, I would be boycotting. Okay. I wouldn't care if I loved what music they brought out. I would be boycotting that music because that person doesn't deserve a music career.
Okay, thank you for that, Sharon and Maureen. Alan, just before you go, in relation to that analogy that both the ladies gave, I have to say, I kind of agree. Like, if somebody played a song for me and I really liked it, just say an anonymous artist, I've no idea who it is, and I went, right, Jesus, that's a brilliant song. Oh, I love the chorus. Oh, I love the guitar solo. Oh, that's a really great song. And then they turned around and said, yeah, the artist who did that, he's in jail at the moment. He raped 3 children. I'm not suddenly going to turn around and go, no, it's a shit song.
No, I'll give you an example.
Because I can't change my view of the song.
I'll give you an example, Niall. There's tastes of music that we all have. And if you look at, say, an anonymous singer, and he has a great song, and if I found out he was a rapist, I'd say, well, that's it. I'm not listening to him. I'm not going to support him. whether how good or I won't listen to it. Nowadays, a paedophile, I'm not going to sit there and listen to the lyrics of a man who is singing after abusing children. So I would just say, turn that off. I don't want to hear it.
Well, if we're talking about people breaking moral codes and moral standards and doing things they shouldn't do that were inappropriate, we might as well just remove every artist from the 70s, every male artist from the 60s and 70s, because they all misbehave themselves.
Yeah, no, there's misbehaving, Niall, when it comes to certain standards of behaviour. Rock and roll had a lot of match in it, like music, drugs.
Yes, 15-year-old groupies.
Yeah, well, when them evidence come out, then we deal with it. When it's all generalised stories, we can't just lump it all together. We have to take it as a specific story, and then we say, right, he's a nasty character and don't support his music.
Mm.
And the reason why I don't support Michael Jackson, now, when I was younger, I loved him. And then when all the evidence started coming out about his shenanigans, I...
What was your favourite Michael Jackson song before the evidence came out?
Ironically, it was Bad.
Okay, great song. Okay, so if I played it for you now, I'm not going to play it, but if I played it for you now, would you tell me, oh, it's not a great song after all? It's still a great song. It's still a great song.
But I wouldn't listen to it, Niall. I wouldn't listen to it.
Yeah, but it's still but it doesn't change the fact that it's a great song.
It does change it. It does change
how?
It.
How? You just said to me it's a great song. Why does knowing something about the artist make it not such a great song? You're listening to a song. By saying something is a great song, you're listening to it and, you know, giving it merit based on its musical content. Not about who's singing it.
Niall, the Bishop Casey was a great bishop until all the stories came out about when he had an affair with that
woman.
He's
a scumbag, yeah.
Yeah, and then it all came out that he was actually molested his niece. I would watch documentaries about him when I was younger, and then when it all came out, I immediately said, no, he was a baddie.
That's a different kettle of fish altogether. We're talking about artists here. I'm not talking about it's people who say mass. Would you go to a mass with Bishop Casey in it now? I wouldn't have gone to a mass with him in it anyway. Alan, listen, thanks, Maureen, Sharon. Thank you for everybody who got involved. Some WhatsApp messages, by the way, that just came in there as well. I want to play them. Hold on again. That's it.
Good afternoon, Noel. I hope you have a great show. Just address the first topic that you're going to have on the show, though. Look, I vote in the referendum. I'm all for it, you know. Love who you love. Be who you want to be. But let children grow into who they are by themselves. Parents should be teaching this stuff at home. You know, that kind of way. What's going to be pushed into the schools, I'm going to say, is demonic to my mind, because it won't be taught fairly. The agenda will be pushed. You know, like I've said before, all the people that started this agenda in this country, the radical reformers and all that, they don't have children. You know, and they're trying to push this and force this down our throats through our children. So no, I don't agree with the schools. I agree with the schools teaching basic sex ed, you know, and biology and all the difference between boys and girls and private and all that. Grand, no bother. But starting to force all this, like, gender normative stuff down the throat. It's ridiculous.
Good afternoon, Noel and team. It's Martin. I wouldn't listen to R. Kelly. I wouldn't listen to Michael Jackson. Not because of any particular moral objection. Well, I certainly have moral objections to what they may have done. I just don't like them. I never liked their music. I just wouldn't be into it. But in principle, I mean, I think of the likes of Joe Walsh. In my opinion, one of the greatest guitarists the world has ever seen. Would I agree with his lifestyle when he was younger? No, I wouldn't. He was into drugs, he was into all kinds of things. But it stopped me listening to him. No, because I could appreciate he was a fabulous guitarist. And everybody knew at the time he was into drugs and into basically being, for want of a better word, I don't like the term, but a whore master. I mean, you know, that was the way he was. Morally, I would object, but it didn't stop me listening to his music. That's just my thought on it. Take care. Great show.
Thanks for Jonathan, and thank you, Martin, for your comments. By the way, Go By Girl says as well, hi, Niall, I believe that a work of art is either good or bad. Who decides what is good or bad? Might be a topic for another day. But people will either connect with the work or not. Some people will not be capable of separating the work from the creator, and that's understandable. But it can't detract from the intrinsic value of the work that comes in from Gobbegard. That's the point I'm trying to make, Gobbegard. If you play a random song for somebody they really like and you turn it and say, by the way, that person's a murderer, does it make a difference? Does the actual value of the music that you've just listened to, does it change your mind? You suddenly say, I don't like it after all. No, you still like it, but you start thinking about the person who did it and maybe you don't want to listen to it anymore. That's fair enough. David says, Jackson not in the same categories there too. Well, only because he hasn't got any convictions. He did have civil convictions. Anyway, Peter says, as Rowan Atkins put it, under leftist lunacy these days, life is mimicking art itself and not the other way around. Sadly, until such a time, the leftist lunacy is finally eroded out of the form of political thinking and policy making. I don't know. Was that related to the second topic? I'm assuming so. Frank says, a good song is a good song, no matter who sings it. See, there you go. Lots and lots of comments, by the way, came in there and on that. And sorry you don't get to read them all. I do apologise. Thank you to everybody who got involved with the show today. Don't forget, by the way, you can support the show and you can easily go onto our website, nileboylan.com. There you can either subscribe or donate. It's the end of the month. We have bills to pay. But please help us out if you can. Go onto the website, nileboylan.com. That's nileboylan.com. And as I said, you can donate or subscribe there if you want to. We should talk to you again tomorrow at the same time. Until then, have a great day, as they say.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.